Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
What's trending right now is the Buffalo Bills are AFC East champs after a big victory over the visiting 49ers last night. What a game. What a game. And we will we'll start off by recognizing Josh Allen as the official Kiss 98.5 difference maker of the game. The difference maker is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Josh Allen doing the impossible last night.
And caught him here tonight.
One of the great matchups I thought coming into this one was Josh Allen staring right into the face of Fred Warner. And there he was, Fred Warner trying to catch Josh Allen, but nobody can move. And already you're probably hearing the chants. MVP.
MVP was the chant last night. Josh Allen scored a receiving touchdown on a pass he threw. The Bills clinched their fifth straight AFC East title with a 35-10 victory over San Francisco 49ers. They looked shell-shocked coming into our beautiful snow globe in Orchard Park.
Were there snowballs being thrown? It didn't seem like it
there were snowballs being thrown.
TV did a good job of not showing it.
Well, so they at the stadium, they were doing these... So there was snow everywhere. Just know that, like, they didn't... There may have been shovelers paid, but... They were the most snow-filled seats I've seen in a while. Yeah. So people come in, make your way down. Like a snow fort is what it was. So people just start throwing snowballs for fun. Then, they were doing this thing from the upper deck to the lower.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, snowball would come down. Then people started lobbing them up. So now that's happening.
Oh, God.
As the 49ers try to kick one in, somebody throws a snowball to deflect the ball. That was caught on the broadcast.
What?
So then they read an announcement, you know, officially, please respectfully do it. The crowd starts booing on that announcement.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to hear any of that. This is all during commercials. It was funny. And every time the Bills scored, it was just a flurry of snowballs everywhere. And Yeah, it snowed through the whole game mostly. Little moment when there was no snow during warmups. But Jan, you're very right with the description of the consistency. It was like dipping dots at the end of the game.
Yeah.
There was this weird mix of this isn't snow, this isn't hail, this is little dipping dots falling from the sky.
Right. But it could have been worse. Like it was when they would show the flags on the goalposts, they weren't really whipping around. Like we could have had wind too. It could have been like
it wasn't not windy, but it wasn't.
Wasn't
you know,
like
there
crazy
were a few
windy
here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So
what
anyhow.
A game that was. Wow.
Number 17 had touchdowns, passing, rushing, and receiving, becomes the first quarterback and seventh player in we'll call it the Super Bowl era to do that. And the first since the Niners, McCaffrey did it in 2022. Kind of a big deal. His receiving touchdown came on a play where he threw to Amari Cooper, who was wrapped up short of the goal line, and then pitched the ball back to Josh. Josh then decides, oh, I believe I can fly. Makes his way into the end zone and takes it down there. So, Josh, after the game.
This one feels a little bit different. This early in the season, we still got 5 games left. So the cool thing about it, like you get to go out there, we get to go out there, and we get to play free, right? There's really no repercussions for what we're doing. But at the same time, we're chasing the one seed. We understand that. We know that. And we got to keep getting better each and every week. But it's going to be fun. I mean, to go out there and play free and play relaxed and play loose, I think that could be a dangerous team.
Coach, talking about the Josh Allen Cooper touchdown.
Yeah, I just closed my eyes when I saw that. Yeah. When I saw that happen, I was like, oh, geez, here we go. I don't really have words for it other than to say it's two veteran players with great symmetry, really.
December 1st.
And probably something you saw in backyards all across Western New York, or at least Buffalo, in the last 48 hours. I know my son was in the backyard playing with his buddies, and I was just sitting in the by the window watching those guys yesterday, and I mean, they're all wishing they could be Josh Allen and Amari Cooper, right? Which I think is cool.
Yeah. After the game, there were snow angels. It was everything.
He's the one that got me to do it. You know, I was just trying to give him some flowers. He was live on TV. And yeah, I mean, anytime coach asks you to do something, you do it. I'm a good soldier. So I'm not the biggest snow angel fan because you get cold down there. My toes are freezing right now. I'm just trying to get in the shower. But it was fun.
Last night's game was a lot of fun for the players, for the fans, for the
city of Buffalo. Are we sure that Josh Allen's not in Gladiator, or can he be put in now? I mean, he's a Gladiator.
The commercials. Isn't that good enough, Jan? I mean, if you don't actually see the movie, you just imagine he's in there.
He should be, though. He's just amazing.
Can we just, like, kind of chill down, Josh, on the diving and
I know.
All that, yeah.
I thought he.
I know.
I mean, maybe he has heard, but he was grabbing his wrist, like, ouch.
Oh,
you know, you get a zinger or something in your wrist, you're like, meh.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that.
You do realize turf is like diving on cement with rug on it. I mean,
Yeah, but it's got those little black chips in it, so that's all good, right?
Sure, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the other big news, a thing happened while the Bills were on their bye week. Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld are engaged. They shared the news on their shared Instagram profile. When are you doing one of those with Jeff? Jan, when are you doing a shared Instagram with your husband?
Well, they each put it on their own social media, but it looked so cute. They got engaged in Malibu. It looked warm there. It looked like he planned. So it's fun that it all worked out. It sounds like she was really surprised. So I love that.
She was kind of surprised, he said in an interview. Here's the thing. When you have that set up, how are you really surprised?
Well, when you walk to it, then you're going to expect something's going to happen. Up.
Yeah.
Huh. Super cute, though.
A lot of candles on this hillside in a flower-covered trestle and... Why is Kevin running away with flowers in his hand?
Why is Josh on one knee? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening?
The proposal. Did it happen in Malibu?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of speculation it happened in California.
That is Malibu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay. You had a late night.
Sorry, it's been a long weekend, is all I can tell
you. No judgment zone. You were at the disco.
Oh, Mr. Disco.
Then you were at the Bills game.
Dude.
And so... You got
no
props
idea.
For playing Let It Snow, the commentator.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, go,
did they,
Nick. They were like, oh, and the stadium is playing. I was like, that's Nick.
Oh, it's fun. They were singing along. It was a beautiful thing. So, engaged. So then comes the posting by Brittany Williams, Josh Allen's ex-girlfriend, on her Instagram, which she claims was hacked. So screenshots circulated online showing her taking a dig at Josh. And I don't think, knowing what I've known about her, it didn't look like the type of thing that she posts ever.
What was but the? Again, I didn't see it. What was the dig? Or was it words? Okay. Or was it?
So it was wordy. It took a dig at Josh Allen after his recent engagement. One of the Instagram posts, she said, "Luckily, my boyfriend owns a team and doesn't play for one. Don't have to be with another brain dead CTE athlete," which doesn't sound like something she would write.
She wouldn't write that.
That sounds like something that some bitter football person would write, like somebody that would hack an Instagram account.
Probably
a Dolphins Jets fan.
Exactly. That's when I read into that. I'm like, okay, I see what I'm seeing here. The comment has since been deleted. She later said, "My accounts have been hacked several times tonight, trying to get it resolved. If anyone has tips, please let me know." It just didn't seem like.
Why don't you shut like the account down? Her. Oh, wait, she's a social media influencer.
Yeah, no, I know. She, absolutely. That's what she does, and that's who she is. So it just didn't seem like something she had done in the past. So,
you know, I kind of had a feeling he started to take her out around Buffalo and get her used to it, and she's been here a lot, taking her out in public. So, I think he was making sure she was ready for this. Because Buffalo's not L.A.
You're talking about Haley.
Haley. Buffalo's not L.A. It ain't, you know, it's not Chicago, New York, you know, any big
city.
They're
a cute couple.
I
like them. Yeah, I like them a lot.
I kind of think she likes the fact that it isn't all that.
Please don't be Yoko. Please don't be Yoko. That's all I ask.
Well, they've been dating for a while, a little late. You know?
Things change.
I think they're fine. I'm excited for them.
They're going to be fine.
I think it'd be awesome if they got married in Buffalo.
I'll get over it.
But I think
so looking at some of the numbers of shopping, because we are now on Cyber Monday, the Black Friday online shopping set massive records. Black Friday shopping broke records this year, with spending up over 10% compared to last year. Consumers, Janet, spent a record $10.8 billion online on that one day Friday.
Wow.
For Black Friday. And keep in mind, Cyber Monday is expected to generate $13.2 billion. Like more than Friday, people are expected to do their shopping on Cyber Monday. And if you remember, Cyber Monday was created way back when the idea of shopping online was a novelty. And they wanted to say, hey, with just a click on your device, on your computer, you can purchase the thing instead of going to the store. And well, a lot's changed since that whole thing started, but the deals are there for Cyber Monday. Again, expected to be a record day for Cyber Monday, $13.2 billion expected. I can't believe you haven't already bought something today, Jan. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:35. News this morning is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.